we are joined now in the studio by Mark Dorison, the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners and managing attorney for the newly award-winning UNC Center for Civil Rights. How are you?
I am well. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing
good.
Good
to see you.
It's been a long week, hasn't it?
Oh,
they all are at this point, right?
They seem to be getting longer and more arduous. I don't know.
Right.
But it has been quite a week.
Yeah. But this weekend, ACLU is giving out awards at a ceremony, and a number of people locally are winning awards. James Williams is getting a big award. Center for Civil Rights is winning one too, right?
Yes, we're very honored that we're getting one of the ACLU's prestigious, coveted Liberty Awards, and to be sharing the podium with James is a great honor, of course. And I worry that we're starting, you know, I appreciate the award, but I'm worried that there's like a posthumous quality to these awards.
This is like the Lifetime Achievement Award, where this is it, you've got it, and now you go home and just relax for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I hope that's not the case, but yeah. there's certainly a lot of civil rights
there's
work
a lot
to
of
do.
Fighting left to do, yeah. So the ceremonies this weekend, and then the work starts back up again, because on Monday, apparently, the General Assembly is going to meet to try to cancel judicial elections again the judicial primary override vote just got moved up 2.5 months.
Wow, I had not heard that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they're scheduling it for Monday night now. I don't know if you,
Well, it's they're not wasting any time. They clearly have an agenda, mm-hmm. and I think it is, you know, they move these primaries to June. And I think I might have talked about this last week. And then what everyone's saying is they're going to put a constitutional referendum on the primary ballot in May to eliminate all judicial elections. And so if that passes, then there won't be any judicial elections, and they'll move to some kind of merit selection plan. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's the details of that merit selection plan that are the most concerning. Although, I've been joking with people. You know, I had been talking about running for the Court of Appeals, and mm-hmm. So I got the Board of Governors shutting down the Center for Civil Rights. Now I got the legislature shutting down the judicial elections. I'm not sure. I'm not going to say publicly whatever my next plan is, because I don't want to tip off my
friends
in Raleigh.
You've got a power. Use it. Like, pick something that you don't like. Say
that's
you're
right,
going to do that
right.
And have them shut it down.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
one
I
of those
do.
Awesome, like, unbreakable powers that people discover that they have. So we're talking about this, and I mean, it is staggering, and it's shocking, and it's saddening, but it's absolutely unsurprising that we're spending that the General Assembly is spending so much time talking about changing the way that judges are elected when no one is asking for that, whereas many, many courts have, going all the way up to the Supreme Court, have very loudly struck down all of the legislative district lines that have been drawn, and they keep coming back and trying to do the same thing over and over again.
It's a really good point, Aaron, and they just had argument yesterday in front of the 3-judge panel on the gerrymandered state legislative districts. We're hoping to hear from that court. We were hoping to hear today. Maybe we'll hear Monday. But and hopefully they'll strike down that new Republican map and determine that the court ought to just draw its own map. And that's will be a huge step forward and potentially make change. But one of the many things that's been challenging about this legislature is that they are undaunted even when they are defeated, right? So mm-hmm. They pass these unconstitutional laws. They get challenged in court. 2 years later, the actions are held unconstitutional. But they just go on to the next thing. It doesn't even matter. And so this, you know, the like you said, and as someone pointed out in the news today, you know, the irony of this legislature planning to gerrymander our judicial districts when their own gerrymandered districts have been scrutinized and rejected by every court that's looked at them.
Yep.
Is just staggering. And, you know, I remembered recently when Amendment 1 passed. Remember the anti-same-sex marriage constitutional amendment that passed? You know, Tom Tillis, who was the architect of that, said publicly, oh, this will probably be struck down in a year.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't matter, you know, that when you've got these gerrymandered districts, these politicians can just play to their base, and the fact that they get held accountable, it has no bearing. I mean, they're not shamed, they're not embarrassed, they're not deterred.
Yeah, and they're not really bound in any way by the Constitution, or they certainly don't consider themselves to be in cases like this. And this is one of the things that that I tell my students, and I'll say it on the air a whole bunch of times, that the Constitution only has the power that we give to it. And if our elected officials are doing things that they know are going to get struck down by the courts, then the Constitution starts to lose that power. And that's not good, regardless of who's doing it.
That's right. And, you know, see, it's bad for our, you know, the rule of law and our understanding of how our constitutional system of government is supposed to work. You know, I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, it's getting, every time you come on at 5:30, we sit down and it's like, there's so much to talk about, but it's the end of the week and we just want to take a nap.
Well, it's just that, you know, there's not even any sense that we're debating policies anymore,
yeah.
Right? The idea what's happening now is trying to rig the system, and that in itself is not only okay, but seems to be embraced as the standard operating procedure, is, you know, there's a tragic quality to it.
Yeah, and that's bad because we should be sitting down and debating issues. I mean, there are differences of opinion between liberals and conservatives, between Democrats and Republicans, but a lot of them can actually be worked out in a way that's not going to be 100% satisfactory to everyone. I think of this on the voter ID issue all the time, which is that you take away the politics of it and the fact that everyone's just trying to get the laws to where their people get elected, throw that out and just look at, okay, what are the principled arguments? Republicans and conservatives want a policy that will ensure that people don't go to the polls and vote in someone else's name, regardless of whether that happens or not. Progressives and Democrats want to ensure that if you are eligible to vote and you want to, you can without having to jump through a whole bunch of hoops. Those aren't at odds with each other. There's got to be a way to work that out, but we're so entrenched and we've got this Manichaean way of looking at the world that it's good versus evil, and we never even start that conversation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I remembered now, I was going to say, you reminded me that you know, it's also what we're seeing is exactly what you're describing. We're not seeing policies debated or even made based on what are in the substantive best interests of the constituents to be served. I mean, what we see, in addition to all the things we already talked about, is this sort of governance by retribution, right? So
yep.
These repeated attacks on the Attorney General's office, for example, it's just purely, you know, based on personal animus, vitriol, not on any sense of how should the Department of Justice work and how should it work most effectively. And that, you know, that is frightening.
Yeah. Speaking with Mark Doris and Orange County Board of Commissioners, what's going on at the county level?
Well, we didn't have a county commissioners meeting this week, which is always nice. But there's a lot going on where we've been planning. We have coming up in early November, we have the annual Assembly of Governments meeting, which is when all the local governments get together and have a meeting. And we're going to be talking about some of the issues, really trying to develop a better way of working on the issues that really need to be looked at countywide and even regionally. So things like economic development, transportation, and affordable housing as sort of the top of the list. So just like what you were just saying, you know, we all have these shared goals. You know, how do we develop policies that maximize the efficiencies, take advantage of our strengths, and mitigate our weaknesses? And so that's always it's a good opportunity for folks to sit and talk and listen to get an understanding of what's happening in each community and how we can work together. So that's something that we're, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing about and being part of.
OrangeCountyNC.gov is the website. Go there and find out more. Mark, we got to wrap up. We're getting up to the top of the hour, but thank you so much.
Aaron, great to see you as always.